Good day, this is Greg, and I'm going to be reading the Vermilion County News for Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026. Starting with the front page of the commercial news, the first story today is titled, Flying Creatures. Balloons Over Vermilion Festival features all types of shapes, sizes. And this story is by Christy Jankowski. Danville. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it a silly-shaped hot air balloon? See whimsical, larger-than-life, specially shaped balloons like ducks, roosters, sheep, and more at the 10th Annual Balloons Over Vermilion at Kennecuck County Park this weekend. We are just sticking with tradition, Carly Goodwin, one of the co-chairs of the event, says about the two balloons featuring animals. A baby dino will be gracing the sky as the balloon appears to be a baby dinosaur emerging from its shell with its large oversized head. The balloon is piloted by Scott Griswold of Selkirk, New York. The baby dino hatching out of an egg, we're so very excited to have that, Goodwin said. There is also a voluntold balloon featuring animals peeking out, which is in tribute to the first flight of living creatures in 1973, I think that should be 1773 probably, in Versailles, France by the Montgolfier brothers. Goodwin says the voluntold balloon is also a tribute to the area. We're celebrating a lot of history this year, with it being Balloons Over Vermilion's 10th year, and the country's 200th year, Goodwin said. That's a tribute to the very first hot air balloon ride that was ever taken, and there's four animals on that special shape. Danville native Gary Moore will be piloting, voluntold. He discovered ballooning following his first ride during the Balloon Classic, the name of the hot air balloon event before it was called Balloons Over Vermilion. Goodwin says Moore is from the area originally. He lives in Arizona, but we're excited to have him back for this year's festival, she said. The excitement isn't limited to the sky. There is also a Up and Away 5K set for 7:30 a.m. on Saturday. Runners and walkers are invited to take part in the scenic course. And after the race, participants and others can enjoy a relaxing yoga session led by Merritt Spicer of Yoga on the Go. The one-hour session will begin around 9 a.m. Additionally, there are six bands that will be performing on the Iroquois Federal Stage. In Bloom starts things at 3 p.m. on Friday, with the Tom Grassman Band at 5:30 p.m., and the day ends with Big Guns at 8 p.m. on Saturday. It's Captain Barat and the Blind Rivets at 3 p.m., followed by New Souls at 5:30 p.m., and the Royal Hounds conclude the festivities at 8 p.m. We are incredibly grateful to our entertainment sponsor for stepping up in such a meaningful way, said Carly Goodwin, Balloons Over Vermilion event co-chair. Their support allows us to offer a dynamic lineup that truly elevates the entire weekend experience for our community. Admission to Balloons Over Vermilion is $10 per person, with kids 12 and under free with each paid adult. Parking this year is free. The event is cash only, and there is an ATM on site once inside the gates. Pets are not allowed at the event for safety reasons. Visitors may bring lawn chairs and blankets, but no coolers. Alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages will be on sale throughout the venue. Additionally, there are scheduled to be around 20 food trucks on site, and the event is completely smoke-free. Our next story is also by Christy Jankowski and is titled, Mayor, Treasurer Salaries on Agenda. Danville. The Danville City Council will again consider setting the mayoral and treasurer salaries at its meeting Tuesday. Discussions since March on these salaries have dominated recent meetings, leading the council to postpone the vote during its May 5th session. At that time, accusations of political campaigning strayed into the discussion of mayoral salary, with two of the members running for the spot of mayor, Ward 5 Alderman Doug Ahrens and Ward 7 Alderwoman Tricia Teague. Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. has presented the members with several documents he says back up the need to increase the salary to $130,000 by 2027. He especially highlights that although mayors in some cities, similar to Danville, may earn less, those cities often employ a city manager, an executive role, whose salary is more comparable to the proposed amount for Danville's mayor. Teague and Ahrens have both taken stances against the increase to the current $110,000 salary. Teague has also said she plans to abstain from the vote since she is a current candidate. And despite Williams' remarks during council meetings, he has yet to make a public declaration for running for mayor once again in 2027. The mayor and treasurer salary do have to be set 6 months prior to the vote of mayor, which takes place in April of 2027, which puts the salary deadline sometime in October of 2026. At this time, there are four candidates officially running for mayor: Ahrens, Teague, Frank McCullough, and Dennis Witzman. In past meetings, council members have wanted to change the treasurer's role to be appointed rather than voted into office. However, there are no agenda items indicating that change will happen Tuesday. Council is also set to vote on an amendment to the Danville City Code, Chapter 96, Alcoholic Liquor and Video Gaming, and will be approving applications for the Danville Fire Department FEMA grant funding and renewal of their I Am Responding software, renewal of the DarkTrace security monitoring, as well as a memorandum of understanding between the City of Danville, the Danville Police Department, the United States of Veteran Affairs, and the VA Eliana Healthcare System. And our final story from the front page today is titled Summer Food Program Registration Begins. And this is by Christy Jankowski. Danville. Children ages 1 through 18 in Danville and surrounding communities have an option to replace school lunches and breakfast over the summer. A program through the USDA will fund the Summer 2026 Feeding Program, which will supply families in need with food for their children throughout the summer, starting on June 15th and running until July 28th in Danville and a few surrounding communities. Children must be either students in District 118 or have parents as staff members. Zeta Piggott, the District 118 Food Service Director, is in charge of the program and says she has registered 500 children so far, but plans to register at least 2,000. I feel that we can consider the program a success if we can get 2,000 children food for 7 days, you know, to cover the summer, Piggott said. My goal was not to have to worry about that over the summer for the families that really needed it. By us offering this, I felt they'd find a way to come in and participate, even if it was a phone call, and say, okay, here are my limitations, but I really need this. Can you help me, Zeta? And we'll find a way to make sure that the children are served. Vermilion County is one of the largest counties in the state, facing high poverty rates. The federal government defines poverty as living below the federal poverty level. According to data compiled from the Department of Health and Human Services in Illinois in 2023, Vermilion made the top 10 list of counties in the state with families living in deep poverty, which is 50% below the federal poverty line. The way that this program works, it's based on rural areas only. And Danville, according to the USDA, has been categorized as a rural area. So now that means parents can pick up food because the program is a non-congregate program. So the students don't have to come and eat with us, Piggott said of the changes to the program this year. She said families will have a designated person to pick up the food given out each week on either a Monday or a Tuesday, depending on the location. Previous programs have required the children to be present and eat on site. With this program, with it being non-congregant, they're able to get 7 days of breakfast and 7 days of lunch meals when they come once a week, Piggott said. The food that we're giving out, we're not actually preparing it. The majority of it is individually packaged items. So it'll be things that they'll be able to take home and put in the microwave or put in the oven. We'll have to provide menus and cooking instructions, and they will take the 7 days worth of meals and handle it from there. To be a part of the program, Piggott says to just come register your children. There will be registration times Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Danville High School, as well as in the afternoon time at the Vermilion Gardens Community Center from 1 to 3 p.m. There will also be a registration table at district-wide registration on Tuesday, June 9th, according to Piggott. And when registering, she says, to bring your children. She also said grandparents or a trusted family friend are able to be the designated person to pick up the food delivery. However, they must be responsible for the child's well-being while a parent or guardian is at work or school. To follow changes and pick up times and locations, Piggott says to keep following the District 118 website and their Facebook page. And on one of the first days of distribution, 2 p.m. at Northridge Middle School, there will be a birthday theme party with cupcakes, music, balloons, and more. Some families rely on the school providing breakfast and lunch. So in the summer, they're suddenly responsible for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. This program is meant to relieve some of that strain, Piggott says about why she is trying to register as many children as possible over the next few weeks. And that's the end of the stories from the front page of the Commercial News today. Now we're going to turn to some Vermilion County obituaries. And the first today is for Larry Langston. Larry Tyler Langston, 58, of Danville, died Thursday, May 28, 2026, at the Haven of Paris, Illinois. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Rortvedt Funeral Services and Crematory at 3 South Hodge Street in Tilton. Michael Peterson. Michael Peterson, 73, of Danville, died Thursday, May 28, 2026, at home. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Rortvedt Funeral Services and Crematory in Tilton. Glenn Prophet. Glenn Prophet, 72, of Danville, died Friday, May 29, 2026, at OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center in Danville. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Leek and Sons Funeral Home at 304 East Williams Street in Danville. Elizabeth King. Elizabeth Madge King, 101, of Collison, died on Friday, May 29, 2026, at Hoopston Retirement Village. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Evergreen Cremation Services at 314 Tiffany Court in Champaign. And that's the end of the obituaries for today. We're going to return to some other stories from the commercial news, from the local pages. The following is a staff report, and it's titled Busy Saturday for Danville Fire. Danville. In less than 24 hours on Saturday, the Danville Fire Department was called out to a pair of structure fires. The first was around 12:05 a.m. Saturday, as Danville Fire personnel were dispatched to a reported house fire at 38 South Virginia Avenue. The second was at 1237 Moore Street around 6:06 p.m. Upon arrival at the Moore Street fire, crews encountered heavy fire conditions involving an enclosed rear porch and kitchen of the residence. The homeowner had safely exited the structure prior to firefighters arriving on the scene. First arriving crews immediately deployed a handline and initiated a coordinated fire attack while incident command was established. Additional arriving crews secured a water supply, deployed additional hose lines, and made entry into the residence to conduct interior fire suppression operations and check for fire extension throughout the structure. During the investigation, the homeowner advised firefighters that he had been preparing food on the stove while attending to household chores. After noticing an unusual odor and hearing a smoke alarm activate, he discovered a fire involving cooking oil on the stove. He attempted to extinguish the fire and turn off the stove. However, conditions rapidly deteriorated, forcing him to evacuate the residence and seek assistance from a neighbor, who contacted 911. The homeowner reported minor discomfort related to smoke exposure and was evaluated by AMT ambulance personnel at the scene. He declined further medical treatment after being assessed. The residence, which was occupied and in normal residential use at the time of the incident, sustained an estimated $40,000 in fire, heat, and smoke damage. Working smoke alarms were present and activated, providing early warning to the occupant and contributing to the safe evacuation of the home. One occupant was displaced as a result of the incident, and the American Red Cross was notified and advised they would be contacting the homeowner to assist with temporary housing and other immediate needs. The cause of the fire was determined to be accidental and related to unattended cooking involving oil on the stove. The Danville Fire Department was assisted by Ameren, Illinois, and AMT ambulance service. Arrival at Saturday's fire on Virginia Avenue was delayed because of a train blocking access routes, and Danville Fire was required to reroute apparatus to reach the scene. Upon arrival, firefighters found a two-story residential structure believed to be abandoned with heavy fire conditions present. Due to the intensity of the fire and the close proximity of neighboring homes, initial operations focused on protecting adjacent residences from extension. Engine companies established water supplies from nearby hydrants and deployed multiple hand lines to protect exposures and attack the fire. Truck 2 established aerial master stream operations, directing large volumes of water onto the involved structure and nearby exposures to prevent fire spread. Firefighters removed boarding materials from windows and other openings to gain access to concealed fire areas and improve extinguishment efforts. Crews worked for several hours to contain the fire and protect the neighboring properties. Due to the significant fire damage and resulting structural instability, the incident commander ordered an excavator to the scene to safely demolish the remaining portions of the building. Firefighters continued suppression operations during the demolition process, extinguishing hidden fire and remaining hot spots as the structure was dismantled. The fire was declared under control, and fire units remained on scene until approximately 3:58 a.m. No civilian or firefighter injuries were reported. The structure was determined to be a total loss. The residence was believed to be abandoned, with no active gas, electric, or water services connected to the property at the time of the incident. No smoke alarms were present within the structure. An estimated property loss is approximately $15,000. The Danville Fire Department was assisted by Ameren, Illinois, the Danville Police Department, and AMT Ambulance Service. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, and anyone with information regarding this fire is encouraged to contact Captain Ryan Allison of the Danville Fire Department at 217-431-2350. Next, we're going to read a letter from the opinion page, from the Letters to the Editor column, and this is titled Wealth Inequality. Dear Editor, wealth inequality in the United States has reached levels that should concern every American. While millions of working families struggle to afford housing, health care, child care, and higher education, while a small percentage of the population continues to accumulate enormous wealth at a historic pace, hard work should provide stability and opportunity, yet many full-time workers live paycheck to paycheck. At the same time, large corporations and the wealthiest Americans often benefit from tax loopholes and economic policies that widen the gap between rich and poor. Historically, federal income tax rates for the top earners in 1965 were 70%. Today, the top federal rate is 37%, and the top corporate rate is 21%, a decrease from over 52% in the 1960s. These massive decreases in tax rates on the rich and corporations occurred under the Reagan, Bush, and Trump administrations. Extreme inequality weakens our democracy and undermines social trust. A healthy economy depends on a strong middle class, fair wages, affordable education, and equal opportunity. We should support policies that empower workers, ensure fair taxation, expand access to health care and education, and create economic opportunity for everyone, not just those at the top. America succeeds when prosperity is shared more broadly. It is time to address wealth inequality before the divide grows even larger. Please reach out to your elected officials and demand that they increase taxation of the rich and corporations to make it more equitable for all Americans and pay down our massive federal debt. Signed, John Miller, Danville. And we have another letter to the editor. This one is titled, Help is Available for Farmers. Dear Editor in Agriculture, we often pride ourselves on resilience. Farmers work through long hours, rising costs, severe weather, uncertain markets, and other circumstances outside of their control. But the pressures facing agriculture today are unlike anything we have seen in 40 years. Across Illinois, farmers are navigating financial uncertainty and the mental strain that comes with an increasingly unpredictable industry. These challenges do not stay in the field or the barn. They follow farmers home, impacting stress levels, family relationships, and mental health. The numbers don't lie. Farmers are 3.5 times more likely to die by suicide than the general population. Yet too often, the stigma surrounding mental health treatment prevents farmers from asking for help, and they suffer in silence. That mentality needs to change. Seeking support is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of strength. No one should feel they have to carry these burdens alone. While May was Mental Health Awareness Month, these conversations have to occur all year long. That is why the Illinois Department of Agriculture is proud to support the Farm Family Resource Initiative, a confidential program and toll-free helpline that connects Illinois farm families with mental health resources and support services tailored specifically to the agricultural community. By calling 1-833-FARM-SOS, farmers, spouses, and family members can access telehealth counseling at no cost from professionals who understand the unique challenges of farm life. Together, we can continue breaking down barriers, reducing stigma, and ensuring that every farm family knows help is available. For more information on FFRA, visit the IDOA website at agr.illinois.gov or go directly to the FFRI site at siumed.edu/farm. And that was signed by Jerry Costello, the second IDOA director. Next is a staff report. This is Vermilion County authorities apprehend fleeing driver. Danville. Vermilion County Sheriff's deputies and Danville police officers arrested Devin T. Lowe in connection with a stolen vehicle wreck. Lowe, 27, of Alvin, was taken into custody around 4:45 p.m. on Saturday, May 30th, according to Captain Mike Hartshorn of the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department. Lowe was charged with theft of a vehicle, criminal damage to property, and aggravated battery. Lowe was wanted on multiple charges from both departments, Hartshorn said. Lowe is being accused of driving a stolen vehicle, wrecking it, resulting in flipping it near the intersection of Henning and Hungry Hollow Roads on Wednesday afternoon. Hartshorn said the vehicle's owner called the department while deputies were at the crash scene. And finally, from the community briefs, the Westville Library has the following events in June. The Westville 233 South State Street Library has three special events. First up is Wednesday at the Movies. The movie Hoppers will be shown at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, June 3rd. Then on Saturday, June 13th, it will be an open house from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Refreshments will be served after the Freedom Celebration bus tour around 1 p.m. And finally, it will be Catch the Reading Wave summer reading program during the week of June 22nd to the 26th. Kindergartners through second grade will meet from 11:10 to 11 a.m., while third to sixth grade will be from noon to 1. For more info, call 217-267-3170. And that takes us to the end of our time for this Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026. Again, my name is Greg, and as always, it's been a pleasure to read for you, and I hope that you have a splendid day. Take care.